Well, my answer to the questioner is open your ears. You've been my disciple for so many years. So many times I've made the point that guru in ISKCON, the qualification is that they strictly follow Srila Prabhupada. It's a very simple and basic point which I've made again and again and again. So if you don't understand this, then understand it now at least after all these years. So yeah, Indrajumna Swami, you've said he preaches by telling stories. Well, he does a lot more than tell stories. And Bhakti Mag Swami, he walks, he does cross country walks up and down Canada. He does other things also. So yeah, there are different ways, different media in which devotees can preach, but the point is that the message has to be unchanged. They have to deliver Krishna consciousness as Srila Prabhupada delivered it, unchanged in disciplic succession. Whether you do it by walking, whether you do it by holding festivals, whether you do it by college preaching, or whatever your focus is, we have to give the message unchanged. And everything's fine if you do that. So all glories to Indrajumna Swami, Jayabhidhaka Swami, Bhakti Mag Swami for doing that. But if anyone presents the message changed, then whatever they may do, then that's called deviation. So just understand this simple point. There may be different ways in which one preaches, or even the we can't expect everyone to be exactly the same. Someone may be very analytical philosophically. Someone may be, like you say, more into telling stories, although Srila Prabhupada himself didn't tell lots of stories, but I didn't know that Indrajumna Swami was famous for that. Maybe he is he's most famous for his festivals and Harinam. So the philosophy should be there that Prabhupada gave. For public preaching, basic Bhagavad Gita philosophy. And for among the devotees also, Prabhupada gave more advanced, you could say, Srimad Bhagavatam, topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. So stick close to Prabhupada and we'll all be okay, even though there are different personalities, which is our philosophy, that there are different personalities. We're not all out to be clones. There are going to be different approaches and different styles. But we have to follow Prabhupada. And sometimes the deviation may be quite subtle, which followers, they may not be able to recognize that. So in that case, it's the duty of the GBC to correct that. Or if they don't do that, then someone else is... If the GBC don't do it, then someone else will inevitably speak out. So you can preach this also. It's not at all offensive to preach this. You can just tell everyone that guru in ISKCON, their qualification is not their storytelling or their walking or their dancing, or these may be all facets of their Krishna consciousness, but the basic principle by which they are qualified to be a follower of Srila Prabhupada and a preacher of Krishna consciousness and a guru within Srila Prabhupada's society is their adherence to the practice and precept of Srila Prabhupada. That's it. Everyone has to be a follower of Prabhupada. So tell others. Should tell others. Everyone should understand this point. I don't see why should anyone get upset. They should be thankful. If they don't understand this point yet, then they should be thankful to get it and understand it. I made this point in my Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness. And innumerable times in other, well, as in lectures, in speaking with individuals, it's a very simple point.